Continues the Gemara Daf Kuf Yudalad Amid Beis, 6 lines from the bottom. Pshita hechadika shai yirokas. That means, if you have other yirokas for karpas, you're not stuck with only morer, meaning only chazeres, romaine lettuce. You have other yirokas. You have potatoes, you have radishes, you have celery, whatever you have. So then, mevorech ashai yirokas bar pi adoma. You make the regular bracha bar pi adoma on the other vegetables, v'ochil, and you eat them. V'hodem mevorech alachilas morer, and then when it comes time tomorrow after matzah, you make alachilas morer only on the real morer, v'ochil. That's poshet. But heich de lek alachasa, if all you have is romaine lettuce, that's the only vegetable you have, so my, and you want to make two tibulim, what do you do? What do you do now? Zok de gemara omar avhuna, mevorech mi korah. First, you make the bracha, what? Amoror, boire pri adoma. You take the moror for karpas, that's what you have chasa. You make a boire pri adoma, it's the vegetable. The ochil, and you eat it. Vila besoif, and then by tibul sheni, you don't make the bracha of adoma again, you did that already. But mevorech oleo al achilas moror. That means you clearly are not being yoitz achilas moror by the first achila, which seems to imply Rav Huna is holding now, like a shlokish, that mitzvah tzriches kavona. Rav Huna is saying, what do you do? What do you do? You make hadoma. You're not yoitzim morer. You make morer by the second round. That means you're not yoitzim morer until the second round. V'ochil. So the first time you make burpee hadoma, and you eat it, you're not yoitzim morer. V'lo b'soim, v'ochil ha'alchil ha'smorer. V'ochil. Zok teis on the bottom. Omer Rav Huna mevorech. Rav Huna sovek reshlokish. De boi kavona. V'afilu isle shai rokes, even if you have other vegetables. Ovid b'moro shnei tibuli. That means you use the moro twice, the chasa, for the tibul rishon and for tibul sheni. And not yoitza moro yet until the second time. You're allowed to take it twice. You're allowed to, if you hold mitzvah kavona. So mele you're not yoitza moro yet until the second time, until you have kavona. That's taste on the top. So taste on the top, zeisimaz mitzvah kavona. Reshlokish sovet, the masis and stomach atoni. Umayi afilu yochalim to shai rokes. Even if you can find all the vegetables. The first one you have don't kavana, and the second one you have kavana. So that's where Rav Huna is going now. Pshitas the shlokish. That's how Tosis learns. Now look at the Rashbam. Pshita, hechadik shai rokas bevorch mi kora betibul rishon. First you make the regular adoma shai rokas burpi adoma. The osel hanis ben halib loy brocha. Obviously you have to make an adoma on the first time. You can't eat without making a brocha. If you have other vegetables, it's better to use those, and you make a hadoma to pat the morer later. Meaning, and you pat yourself up that you don't have to make a hadoma again by the morer. So now Tosis, later on, we'll see, Diba Masra Hodar, he says that the Boir Pri Adoma that you make on the first Tibul cannot patter the morer. Why? Because there's a Haggad in between. There's a Hefzik in between. So that Shita says that the Hadoma cannot help for later for the morer because you have the whole Haggad in between until you get to the morer with the Matzah. And all the way till then, it's a Hefzik. That's what Tosis learns. Now the Rosh Taka says that no, he says the Rashbam learns the Haggad is not called a Hefzik. It's what's called a hefsek. A hefsek is we make two netilas yadayim. Why do we make a second netilas yadayim? So zok the rosh legabe netilas yadayim. It's taka es chadas and maybe taka you touch the makom tinoif. So then you taka have to have a new netila for matzah. Masha ain't came the same es chadas for hefsek. That you taka the Rashbam would hold is not considered a hefsek. And memela the burpi adoma works. How does Tosis learn that you don't make a burpi adoma again? Tosis is going to say because you made a bracha amoitzi on matzah. It's like dvar maborim b'teich asuda. You don't require another adoma. So it's machlekes Rashbam and Tosis. Why don't you require a second adoma? Is it because the adoma of A goes on B? Tosis says it does, and Rashbam says it does. Explains the Rosh, even though there is a hefsek when it comes to netila, that's because of makom tinoifus. The hezchadas you might touch, so mele that's you need another netila by hamotzi. Masha enkein legab hezchadas, the Rashbam holds not, Tosis holds it is. It's a long of a hefsek. Masha enkein, what does Tosis do? He says it's dvarim b'teichat suda, so mele the hamotzi patters. The nafkamina between Rashbam and Tosis would be when you make adoma, you have to have in mind morer. If you hold that it's going on that, you have to have in mind. If it's up kapata because of amoit, you have to have in mind. The reason you don't make adomah is because it's a milvah suda.
What do you have to have in mind?
No, that's according to Tosis. But according to Rashbam, that the adomah round one by Tibul Rishon is patas the second one. So you have to have in mind more. Otherwise, it doesn't patter it.
What if the patter? You have to wash. You wash.
But... You're saying either way it should work because you washed. You're saying it should always work. Yeah. It should always work. It doesn't argue. The Rashbam doesn't argue in Tosis. Tosis argues under Rashbam. The Rashbam doesn't argue in Tosis. Hey, let it work typically. I'll stop my tea. Very good. Correct. If it's considered Dvarim B'Boim B'Tech HaSuda, then it won't be enough Kamina. If the Rashbam would not hold that it's a regular Dvarim B'Boim B'Tech HaSuda, which Pashas it would be, like Tosis is going to say, then that would be the only enough Kamina. This is Rav Huna Shita. Now, there's going to be a Bar Plukta on this whole Yisoid if you make Mora only the second round or not. Zog the Gemara Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amid Aleph Mask Vlo Rav Chizda. In fact, Rav Chizda La'acha Shemila Kreisa Emeno Choyzim Vorech Oleo. After you ate Mora, you satiated yourself by Karpas, which was Mora, if you only had Chasa. So now you're going to eat and make a Brocha on Achilas Mora? Doesn't make sense. Zog the Gemara Elo Amid Rav Chizda Mi Korma Vorech Oleo Boi Pi Adoma Ve'al Achilas Mora Ve'ochil On Tibul Rishon, which is Chasa, if you only have it, you make a Adoma and Achilas Mora. And at the second time, you don't make Amora again because you already made Achilas Mora by round number one. You did it out of order, you ate Achilas Mora the first time. The only reason why you do it is get second time is you want two Tibulim. Because but not for the Mitzvah Mora. The Mitzvah Mora, you're making it ready by the Tibul Gishon. That's the only reason why you're doing the second Tibul. It's only for Shnei Tibulim. Now, the Meiri explains, according to Rav Chizda, he's going with the word that mitzvahs ain't siris kavona. So, Mela, that's why you yoytza morer by Tibul Rishon. And that's Rav Chizda's taka says, how could you be mevorach in Tibul Sheni with a brocha if you already yoytza because mitzvahs ain't siris kavona? That's how the Meiri explains this, you said Rav Chizda. And that would be the machlokes, like Tosis says, that Rav Huna is going mitzvah tzichus kavona, Rav Chizda going ain't tzichus kavona. However, Tosis over here, we'll see in a second, Tosis learns that La'olam Rav Chizda also says mitzvah tzichus kavona, just like Rav Huna said. And mitzvah tzichus kavona means you're taking not yoytzimora the first round. And you're taking not yoytzimora because mitzvah tzichus kavona, you have no kavona by Tibul Rishon. So why are you making a brocha of al-chilas mora? What's the whole purpose of this brocha if you're not yoytzimora? If you're not yoytzimora, what are you making a brocha for? Zok Tosis, even if you're not yoytzimora, that it's a chura, the question is, it's a chuchel tlula, it's a joke to make a brocha after you're mamala, kreisa mehen, taken not yoytzi yet, you all did tzichus kavona, like Rav Huna. But what are you making a brocha mara now after you already ate mara? And on that we say that even if you're not yoytzi, betibul rishon, but you already make the brocha of alchilas mara, betibul rishon, because you ate a little, and you etzim mitzvah, you're going to be yoytzi later. So that's how Tosis is going to learn. The hainu, both hold mitzvah tzichus kavona, ain't not yoytzi mara. But you can make a brocha mara after you ate it. So you make the brocha now. You're not yoytza yet. You eat it, and you eat it later, and that's when you yoytza. But the brocha you made earlier.
So it's a machlekes Meiri and Tosis. If you take a yoytza mara according to Rav Chizda by Tibul Rishon.
Oh, so let's take a see Tosis inside. Zok Tosis.
Why do we do matzah first?
Because the pasuk says a matzahs umroim yachlua. Matzah first. That's really the seder. Zok the Gemara. Zok Tosis. Maskiv lo Rav Chizda la'ach shemil kreisoi. Rav Chizda nami nira de svir lekre shlokish. The boy kavona. Not like the Meiri says. He pack needs kavona. Af begin sova adein nochon levorach betibul sheni. Doesn't make sense to make a brocha after you already ate it. Kevish kwa mila kreisoi. The is sova ain't tzichus kavona. If you're ain't tzichus kavona, have an lemen behedya. The nofik betibul rishon. You yoitza. Vim yavorach betibul sheni, have a brocha levatola. What are you making a brocha? You yoitza ready. V'lo tzorach le Rav Chizda la'adure ha'shai irakei. You don't have to look for other yerakas. Umevorech l'Rav Chizda b'tibul rishon al achilas morer af gav di kamitza morer l'nofik ela b'tibul sheni achamatza my elas habrocha shebirech b'tibul. Oh, so now what it says to learn that l'hoilam yehold mitzvah tichus kavona. Umevorech l'Rav Chizda b'tibul rishon. Why do you make a brocha on tibul rishon even though you're not yoytza? Af gav di kamitza morer l'nofik ela b'tibul sheni achamatza my elas habrocha shebirech b'tibul rishon. The brocha helps l'tibul sheni ma'acha she'ochal mimenu ma'at b'tibul rishon. Where do we find such a precedent? You can make a brocha now, and it works for later. Midi dehava bicha shofar the mevorach atkiyah the yeshiva. You make the brocha on the tkiyah the yeshiva before Shemoneh Esrei. umay elas bracha letkiyas amida, and it works for the main tkiyas, which is tkiyas amida or machis zichron shayfris shem ika v'nasa seid abrachas. So that's how Tosfos learned. Now you could be mechalik between tkiyas the mitzvah yoytze mitzvah by the first tkiyas also the miyushev. Here we're saying not yoytze anything because mitzvah tzichus kavana. But a component of Tosfos compares that a bracha can work for later. The hashda now according to this kol elam roi savi boy kavana v'stoma de misad rashas over hachi mid itzich lifzik rav chizda. We pass like a chizda, we hold tzichus kavana, and that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. We ain't tzichus kavana pshit loy v'och betibul sheni. Then if you don't need kavana, of course. We ain't tzichus kavana. Of course, you don't make a bracha. You ready yoytze? Dafilu lo birch betibul rishon nafik be. You yoytze without a bracha too. V'yevarch betibul sheni avrochel v'atola. V'leit tzichus kavosa davua d'shmul d'isef pegu bezin ain't tzichus kavana. The halach is not like that. Why? Because Omar b'kafua of ocha matzi yotza. He says you yoytze matzi even if it's keneged. Because the Bar Pri Adoma patters the Bar Pri Adoma later. Avgav da go da have a hefsik. Not like the Rosh explains the Rashbam, but rather there is in, Kedepris Le'el, V'le mifte bebroche shal tibrisha mikomokom, Birches ha-moitzi poitaiton, Itzvor ma-boim b'ter chasuda. The havle dvor ma-boim b'ter chasuda. Machmas ha-suda, Shai-rok is goyin alei, V'kol inami, L'mora pa-peres ha-pas. So that's why you take a potter. Tosfos says later, don't say paperis means only something comes from melafis the pas, a dip, but rather it's called a paperis apas.
Meaning it's coming to add on to the appetite of the pas, and that's called dvom aboim b'tei chasuda, that do not require a brocha.
So we have a machlokes, back to the Gemara, machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. Rav Huna says that you make burpee adom on tibul yishan, more on this on tibul sheni when you have both chasa. Rav Chisda says you make more and hadom and more on rishon, and you don't make a burpee adom and more on the second one. And memela you yoytze by the second one. Why yoytze by the second one? Because mitzvahs lemaisa tziches kavona, but you make the bracha first.
That's according to Tosfos, according to Meir, you would be yoytze because ain't tziches kavona.
Zok the Gemara besuya avdi Rav Huna and suya they did like Rav Huna. V'Rav Sheshes is bereid Rav Shua ovit Rav Chisda. V'hilchas zok the Gemara. That Rav Chisda, Kavos Rav Chisda, that means we talk of karpas, radish, potatoes, celery. But if you only have chasa, that looks like Rav Chisda, and that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have chasa, you only have Roman lettuce, you make alachilas morer by Tibul Rishon.
And the Mishaburu says you eat a kazai staka, because according to Tosfos, that's how you take a yoytze in the mitzvah morer.
Can't you split the lettuce in two and then use
it? You eat it later also, you have to have two tibulim, correct. If you only have one species, you have a lot of it. You have enough for the tibul sheni too. But you have to make alachilas mora by the tibul rishon. And the mishmur says pashas like a chizda, you'd be yoitza ready and you eat a kazayis by the tibul rishon. That's what he learns.
If he has enough tibul sheni, what does he have to?
No, you have to make another, not another bracha. You only make alachilas mora and burpee adon by the first, and the second one you don't make a bracha.
Right.
You don't make a bracha like a chizda. We talk of karpas, but in chanami, if you only have it. Only have chas, you make alachilas more about tibul rishon, and it's machlokes Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, so we don't use chasa lohitzi atzmi de sveika. But lemais, if you only have chasa, that looks like Rav Chisda. Zog di gemara, Rav Acha bereid rove mahade ashay rokes lafuke nafshe meplukta. That's what we do. We make sure to have other rokes, not to get into the machlokes. Zog di gemara, Omar Ravina. Now we're going into the din of Morer. We mentioned Morer, even though we're going into Seder. Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas. Once we got into Morer, we're skipping, we're going straight to Morer. Omer Ravino, Omer Leom, Meshash, Bered Rav Nosim. Hochi, Omer Hillel.
Now this is not referring to Hillel Azokin, this is referring to Hillel da Morer.
That's how the Ran on the Rif explains. Hochi, Omer Hillel. Mishpei de Gemorah. He had a Kabbalah, Mishpei de Gemorah.
Lo nichich inish matzu Morer bahadi hadodi. Behedi not like Hillel Azokin.
A person should not be kurich together, matz and Morer together. V'nechu, and eat them. Why? Bishum de svirlon, matzah bizman hazeh doi reisah. Matzah is the reisah, why? Because it's mitzvah chilas matzah, be'er of tech le matzahs. U'morah de rabbonon, because morah is only
mid rabbonon,
because matzum regim yachlua, meaning the Korban Pesach has to be eaten with the maror. But we don't have Korban Pesach b'zman hazeh. So meila maror is only the rabbanon. So what's the problem if you eat them together? V'osim maror de rabbanon u'mevatle lematzah d'raisa. The hainu. There's a regular din bittel. Zok the Rashbam mevatle l'tam matzah d'raisa. The hainu. It's mevatle the din, the time of the matzah. So there's a machlekes in Rishonim. How to understand this din of bittel? That means, and the Gemara continues first. Even if you hold mitzvahs and I'm about one another, two mitzvahs and I'm about one another, if you have two deraisas, let's say tomorrow be deraisa, it would not be about one another. Or the rabbonon, they're equal. But the deraisa with the rabbonon, osi the rabbonon, umevatel ele deraisa, it's mevatel the deraisa. So what's the avon in this? So the Rashbam said, you lose the matzah deraisa, the time of the matzah deraisa. So there are those that learn, Rashbam is mashma like that, that it's a regular din of taroivus. Meaning, even if matzah is the roiv, doesn't make a difference. The fact is that the time of matzah is lost. How is it lost? The matzah is roiv, how is it lost? The Torah says, because every bite that you take, there's no roiv matzah over there. The bite that you take, the matzah might be more, but the bite that you take over there in the le'is itself, the morer is mevatel the time of the matzah. Now, why when two mitzvahs are equal is it not mevatel? So there's a special din, a chumrah of the mitzvah, that it doesn't, it's not nisbatel. The mitzvah is so important when they're equal, that it's not nisbatel. Like a barrier. Barrier is not nisbatel. A mitzvah that's equal to the other one is not nisbatel. That's how the Rashbam is mashmoy says the din in tam matzah. I, even if it's more teretzes, because of the every le'isa, it might be nisbatel the tam. The Ramban, it's brought down in Ram Chalavi, he brings the Ramban, he learns, that it's not midin bitl of taroivis, a regular din taroivis that goes to als roiv or als tam. No. It's a chumra miyucheres by matzah. Because of the mile of the mitzvah, that you have to have each one individually. Can't be done together with another one if it's on the same dagger. It's like chavilas if it's on the same dagger.
And if you indeed eat two mitzvahs, one is the rice and one is rabbonon, it's like the mitzvah, the same mitzvah is bottled from it.
However, if they're same equal dagger, if both are the rice, so there's a special chiddush that by mitzvahs, we don't say that they're bottled. They're choshev, they're so choshev, if they're equal, that they're not in this battle, the same mitzvah. But if one of them is more than the other, so then the reshus mevatel the same mitzvah, it loses the chshivas of the mitzvah. And Taz is going to say, if you have a reshus with the mitzvah, then for sure it's going to be mevatel the same mitzvah. It loses the chshivas of the mitzvah. Just when they're both the raisa, so then there's a special chiddush that we're saying that because of the chshivas of the mitzvah, they remain and it's not considered that it's his battle. But if one of them is less, either drabonon or if it's reshus, then kol shekein is mevatel l'shem mitzvah. Not just l'man de omar mitzvahs mevatel zu azu. Even if a mitzvah is not mevatel zu azu. The fact is that the shem mitzvah is this battle. The Rabbeinu David says, in Nupshat, he says, because the bittel is like a bittel in dachila. The meichel is not considered that you ate it. If you don't have the matzah touching your throat, so it's like it didn't go into your garden because the mara might be touching your throat instead. So mele, that's the din of the bittel. It's like a bittel in the Achille, it's a bit on the same Michael. The Michael that did not touch your gurn is not considered that you ate that Michael. Now, this is a chash that we say when you have a deraisa and a drabonon, meaning the murr is mevatlit. Mashenka, when they both are deraisa, so then it's a schadish gurn that we're not choshish for this chash because the chshiv is again in the mitzvah. We're not choshish of this chash that the Michael is not going to be going through your gurn. Now, this whole din of bittel is only because it's a meichel, obviously. L'moshel, Tosfos said in Daf Kuf Yudalad Amud Aleph in the bottom that charoises is never mevatel the tam morer. Why? Because charoises is only a tibul, it's not a meichel. It has to be a shame meichel to be mevatel the mitzvah. But if it's not just a tibul ba'alma, that would never be mevatel the mitzvah. Zok Tosfos, osi mor de rabbonon mevatel the matzah deraisa. V'kol shekein, diloy have a mor afil med rabbonon. And kol shekein, if mor is not the rabbonon, the mevatel ha-matzah, then it's for sure going to be mevatel the matzah. Meaning, if it's a reshus, can mashal come on? Zok the Gemara weiter. Man tana de shamet lei mitzvah se mevatel zu zu. Who's the tana de taka says? We said before, afilu man de omai a mitzvah mevatel zu zu. That's by the raisa. Mashal enke by the rabbonon connected the raisa or koshken by reshus connected the raisa. Then everyone says it's mevatel. Who's this man de omai that says that mitzvahs are not mevatel one another? Zok the Gemara, Hillel, that's the Hillel HaZokein, the original Hillel, not the Hillel that the Gemara brought before. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Omgol of Hillel, they said about Hillel HaZokein, that lived in the Zman of the Bais in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, that when he brought the Korban Pesach, he did not just bring the Korban Pesach on its own, but rather he had everything together, Pesach Matzah Moror, Shoyo Korchon Bevas Achas. He took the Korban Pesach and the Matzah and the Moror in one Kricha, V'Oichlon, and he ate them like in such a fashion, Shenemar, because it says by the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, Al Matzahs Umroirim Yochluhu. Yochlu is mashma that you eat the Korban Pesach together with Matzah Moror. So Melah Hill clearly holds that mitzvahs are not mevatel one another. That's the man the Omer that says, Ein mitzvahs mevatel zuzu. Now this is taka by the Raisa. According to Zman Hill and Zman Mikdosh, Pesach, Matzah Moror were all the Raisa. So taka Ein mevatel zuzu. Now the Chachomim argue on Hillel. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Cholkin Olav Chaveirov al Hillel. The Chachom argue on Hillel Azoken, and according to them, you can't be koyach together Pesach Matzah Moror b'kricha achas. The Tanya, like it says in the Braisa, Yochol ye korchon b'vas achas v'oichlon k'derech shil oichlon. You might think that you eat a b'kricha like Hillel did. Talmud loymar, al matzahs umroyim yochlu hu. Meaning, it could have said, al matzahs umroyim yochel. The fact that it says yochlu hu, which is a lashon yochid, is mashma, each one individual. And the Gemara says, afilu zeb v'ni atzmoy v'zeb v'ni atzmoy. Now the Gemara writer is going to ask, what do you mean afilu? It's only zeb v'ni atzmoy. Zog the Gemara, maskel ravashi, ihochi. If what we're saying now, they not only be korach together. So my afilu, what do you mean afilu zeb v'ni atzmoy? It's mashma you're allowed to do b'fni atzmoy. And also b'kricha. No, it's dafka b'fni atzmoy. Zog the Gemara, you have to learn as follows. Elom ravashi, hai tana hochi gatoni. The Tana de Braisa says as follows. Yochol lo yeitze behu. Yidei chavosoi. Elam ken kochem vas achas v'oichlon. You might think you only yoytz if you do taka b'maisa kricha, like Hillel did in his mana mikdash. Kedeach shehillel oichlon. Talmud loyma, al matzum roim yoichluhu. Afilu zeb v'ne atzmoi v'ef v'ne atzmoi. Meaning, you're allowed to eat it taka zeb v'ne atzmoi and not only ayde kricha. And that's taka how you have to do it. You taka have to do it zeb v'ne atzmoi. But not only b'kricha like Hillel did. Faket. You can also do it b'fnei atzmoi. Now, according to Hill, you can only do it b'kricha. But according to the Rabbonon, you can also do it b'kricha and also b'fnei atzmoi. Zoktesis in Diva Maschil Elam Arvashi, the third line down, Ela Rabbonon Tzavi, the b'chol in yimitzvoson, bein adei kricha, bein kolech levadoi, upligia Hill, the matzich lichroich. Then, according to Hill, it's dafka b'kricha. Now, the etzim din of Hillel, Tesis later on daf Kuf Chof Omer Aleph says that L'chorev Hill takes matzah, Pesach, and more Pesach and matzah together. Pesach has to be eaten ala soiva, and matzah has to be eaten l'teoven. So how does that coincide? How could you have matzah l'teoven and korech ala soiva? How could you have the same korech on the korem Pesach part being ala soiva and the matzah part l'teoven if it's all b'kricha achas? That even according to Hill, that's Korchan Yachad, you first make a bracha of Alechilas Matzah. And that matzah is not the mitzvah of matzah. The Ikka mitzvah of matzah is Bekricha. But that matzah is in order to mekayim the din of L'teoven. Once you started eating, obviously you're not going to be as much L'teoven anymore. But the mitzvah is continuous, and then you do the Korach. You do the Korach in order to have the mitzvah of matzah Bekricha. But how do you start the bracha of Alechilas Matzah? It's said individually before you do the Kricha, and then taka you start the matzah, but you're not Yoytze Matzah yet. It starts, but it continues. Similarly, Zog Taisa, like we said in Rav Chizda, Taisa said in Rav Chizda the same thing, that you make an Alechilas Morer, but since Mitzvah Tichas Kavona Taisa holds, so you're not Yoytze Morer until the Tibul Sheni. You made a bracha earlier, you're starting off the bracha, but the Mitzvah Morer is only later by the Tibul Sheni. Same thing over here. You make Alechilas Matzah, but the Mitzvah Matzah will be B'Shaz the Kairach. Now, if you hold Mitzvah Mevatle Zuzu, then you're not allowed to eat B'Kricha. But Lamaisa, from here, we're not going with that sad that Mitzvah Mevatle Zuzu. Zog the Gemara, what's the Achrola Halacha? Hashle itma Hilchasa. Now that we're in Machria, the Gabriel didn't Kricha, loike Hil v'loike Rabbonon, because Lamaisa Rabbonon say you're allowed to do B'Kricha. But we're not Machria, the Gabriel etzim din l'chatchila. So the Gemara says, Mevorech Alechilas Matzah. First, you make a bracha of Alechilas Matzah. V'ochil, and eat Matzah on its own, without Kricha. V'hodem Mevorech Alechilas Morer. And then you make Alechilas Morer and eat Morer on its own. V'ochil, and you eat the morah on its own, and dafka without kricha. Because if you're going to take matzah now with the morah, Torah is going to explain that the matzah now becomes a matzah reshus, which is mevatel the morah drabonon. V'hoda ochil matzah v'chasa b'adi adodi. After you had matzah individually, and you had morah individually, now you have the matzah and the morah b'adi adodi together, beloy bracha, without a bracha. Why? Zeichel Mikdash Hill to Mekayim what Hillel did, just like Hillel and Zman HaMikdash would eat the Korban Pesach with the matzah morer, so we eat after matzah individually and more individually. We have matzah morer together, Lekayim Zeichel Mikdash Hillel. Zok Taisus in Dibur Maschil Elam Mevorach Hamatzah VaOchil Mevorach Hamorer. Zok Taisus in my Korach Shneim Yachat Chil. If you're going to start off with a Maize Kricha, have a osi morer the Rabbanon, it'll end up being that morer the Rabbanon umevatel matzah. It can't be mevatel matzah the Raisa. So mainly you can't start it with the korach of matzah morer. V'im oya oichal matzah b'loy morer, and if you're going to eat matzah without morer, tchila, k'sho yekorchon achakach, if you now you're going to stack a do matzah without morer, and now if you're going to do morer with matzah again, so osi matzah d'reshus, now the matzah we're yoytze ready. So this second time matzah is a matzah d'reshus, umevatel morer d'rabonon. That's according to the Rabbonon, that whole taka, that matzah yoytze individually, and now when you do morer individually, if you're going to do matzah with it, it's matzah reshus mevatel morer drabonon. So that's what you have to do morer individually. Masha enkein, according to Hillel, you do the korach. Why? Zok Taisa says, umiyu, you have a kaimel on kehillel, have avdinon hochi. You do matzah l'chuda. Like we said before, Taisa brings in the kufchof, you have to do matzah l'chuda because of the din of eating matzah at the oven. But that's not the mitzvah matzah yet. So in Mela, v'hoda matzah u'morer b'kricha, and then you do matzah morer together b'kricha. Aye, maybe matzah reshus is mevatel morer? Zok Taisa, no. Kevish etzoch lases midrabonon mitzvah kricha, since the mitzvah is a mitzvah rabonon to do mitzvah kricha, kehillel, so Mela have a drabonon with drabonon. So morer drabonon is not going to be this battle, I did a matzah, because the matzah is gufa mitzvah kricha drabonon. Drabonon, drabonon, not mevatel one another. Now the mashmoiz of Taisa over here is that it's called a drabonon and a drabonon. It's the mitzvah of kriches drabonon. So in Mela, it's not going to be mevatel the morer drabonon. Toys later on is mashman daf kufchof that the ikka mitzvah matzah is taka bit the kriche according to Hillel. So it's bichlal not a bittel because both are mitzvahs. Now, be'etzem is shikl shver, achonim ask, Toys says that according to chachomim, you eat matzah on its own and then morer on its own. And the reason why you can't have matzah with the morer right away is because matzah now is matzah reshus. You already yoytze matzah. So reshus is going to be mevatel the morer drabonon. What do you mean? The first night, according to many, according to Maral, and according to the Netziv, even without the goin, it's a mitzvah the first night every kazayis that you eat. The goin says all seven. But it's a mitzvah every night, the first night, I mean, every kazayis you eat. So if it's a mitzvah the first night every kazayis you eat, how could you call the matzah reshus after you yoytze the first kazayis? That's mevatel morer drabonon. The matzah is not reshus. Matzah is a mitzvah. Every kazayis he eats. And that the teretz is, it's a mitzvah, but it's only mitzvah kiyumis. And mitzvah kiyumis, klapei echoyve drabonon, is called the rishus. So mele, it's called the rishus klapei echoyve drabonon. And that's what the teretz says. It has to be matz individually, mora individually, and then korech de kricha. We'll stop over here, towards the bottom of the omid. Omer Rabbe Lozom Rabbe Eishiyah.